Day 1, the company we keep. Devotional. We've all heard the saying, you are the company you keep. This wisdom isn't just a modern proverb, it's deeply biblical. The people we surround ourselves with shape our thoughts, behaviors, and ultimately our character. Holiness isn't about following a rigid set of rules or isolating ourselves from the world. Rather, it's about communion with God and making wise choices about our relationships. The tables we sit at, those places where we share life, conversation, and influence, matter tremendously in our spiritual journey. When we choose to regularly associate with those who pull us away from God's best for us, we shouldn't be surprised when our spiritual life begins to wither. On the other hand, when we intentionally connect with those who encourage our faith and challenge us to grow, we flourish. Today, take a moment to consider the tables where you're sitting. Are the people around those tables drawing you closer to Christ or pulling you away? This isn't about judging others but about honestly assessing the impact of your closest relationships on your walk with God. Bible verse, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked or stand in the way that sinners take or sit in the company of mockers. Psalms 1:1. Reflection question, who are the five people you spend the most time with, and how are they influencing your spiritual journey? Quote, you're the sum of the five people you hang out with the most. If you don't like the trajectory of your life, you need to get up and change tables. Prayer. Lord, give me wisdom to evaluate my relationships honestly. Help me to be intentional about the company I keep, seeking out those who will encourage me in holiness while showing your love to everyone I meet. Guide me to the right tables that will nurture my relationship with you. Amen.